huge group of 10-year-old Japanese children.
Yes.
What sort of proportion do you think might be suffering from myopia?
The percentage of myopia is very difficult to say, but we said uncorrected visual acuity less than 1.0 is about 30%.
About 30%?
Yes.
So they would be about 30%, one
yes.
in three?
Yes. Yes.
And when you get to the older age, when they are about 15, what what proportion? Is it still one?
Yes, 50% in the high school.
50% in the
high school students.
And university level?
University level is
70%.
70%, I think.
And does it ever get higher than 70%, or is that the highest it gets?
Nowadays it's stable.
From about 70%?
Yes.
At what age do they start suffering from myopia? How young?
At the beginning of the primary school,
yes.
So the 6 years old.
Six years old. And which is the period when there is the most rapid development?
Rapid development is 10 years old.
10 years old.
10 years old is the most rapid.
Do you think this is a problem that has recently happened in Japan, or is it an old problem? Is this something that was in the case in the Meiji period and also now, or is it a modern problem?
Modern problem is increasing the myopia.
Increasing myopia. So there is many ideas about what causes myopia. What are your ideas about the main reasons for it?
Main reason is near task.
Near task.
Near task is a very important factor.
So close work.
Yes, close work.
That is. Are there any other factors as well as that?
Also, the factor is a genetic factors, and we have many kinds of. Letters. You know, the your country is 26 letters?
Yes.
Or
alphabet. Yes.
But we have many kinds of letters and katakana.
How many letters are there in?
Oh, we have three kinds of letters.
Yes.
One is 50 letters.
Which is that? That's katakana.
Katakana. And hiragana is also 50
letters.
And also kanji, the Chinese letters.
Yes.
We have 2,000.
2,000?
2,000 letters.
Chinese. And children have to learn these letters?
Yes. The Chinese and also the Japanese people, many Japanese people learned.
How do these many letters lead to myopia? I mean, what is the consequence of having all these letters? Is it?
Yes, I think so. Because Chinese people also the high percentage of myopia.
Chinese also have it. Yes.
And also Taiwanese.
And Taiwanese.
Also.
But how is it that having many letters makes your eyes suffer from myopia? What is the connection?
It's accommodation.
Accommodation.
Accommodation is a very important.
What does that mean? What is accommodation?
Accommodation. If we see the near work, the near papers or journals, the lens, the clitoris lens, accommodate.
I see. So your eyes, when you are reading all these many characters, your eyes are strained.
Strained. Yes. Yes.
I see. And also in the writing?
Yes. Also writing is a near task, near work is a
the main cause.
Yeah, main cause.
Do you some people say you mentioned genetic. Some people also say diet has an effect, vitamin A deficiency.
Yes. Some people said the vitamin A or vitamin B is the main the one of the factor of myopia, But it is very difficult to study the clearly the factors of diet. It's very difficult.
Have there been any studies of Japanese who have gone to America or Germany or England and who therefore have not learnt Japanese but have learnt an alphabetic language like English?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they also suffer from myopia or not?
Oh, it is very few, I think.
Very few. It is definitely learning Japanese and Chinese language.
Yeah. Not so good.
Not so good, but when they go and learn American or English, they don't have myopia.
They don't, no. It depends on the genetic factors. I think the Japanese people have genetic factors compared to the European or American people.
There is also a genetic factor. I see. What are the consequences, what are the effects in Japanese society of, and Chinese society, of this myopia, this widespread myopia? Are there any effects on education or society or art or anything?
Yes, we have many hard study to enter the entrance examination of the university. So we have a lot of cram school.
Yes, cram schools. Yes.
And many children and students learned hard.
Yes.
So the student and children and the student used the hardly the eye.
They strain their eyes by working late at night, cramming for university.
After the school, they go to the cram school, cram schools, and learn to
so
the...
So they work into the evenings, yes. I have heard that... I have heard that because Japanese and Chinese are so difficult, much of the time of children in the schools is spent on learning Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
In a school like this, what proportion of the lessons that they do would be on Japanese? Would it be, I have heard that it was half their lessons are learning Japanese language and writing. Is that is that approximately right? So half their lessons from small children up is learning Japanese. Is that right?
That's right, I think.
Yes. Many children from about the age of 6 through 10 suffer from myopia.
Yeah.
What happens when, in Europe, we suffer from the opposite problem? When we get about 40 or 45, we begin to have to push things away. We suffer from presbyopia, as you know. We push things away and we can't see them, and we need glasses so that we can see things. What happens in Japan when Japanese reach their 40s? Does their myopia improve, or what happens?
No, not improved. In the old age, the refraction gradually go to the hyperopia.
Yes.
So that little bit improved.
At what age? What?
About from 40.
It's just a little bit of improvement.
Yes, little bit improved.
But not very much.
No.
I see.
Not so very much.
Fine. I would like to explain why I am interested in this problem. It started with the question of why the scientific revolution occurred in Europe and not in China or Japan. And this is a big question that many people have asked. The Chinese and the Japanese were very advanced in their ideas. So I began to think that maybe one of the reasons for this were instruments made with glass, telescopes, microscopes, vacuum tubes, all sorts of things made from glass. Now you will probably know that the first telescopes and the first microscopes were developed from spectacles, from glasses. What happened, it is said, was that in Holland in the 1590s they were making spectacles, and someone put two spectacles, one in front of the other, and realized that you could see long distances, or you could see very small things. So spectacles were very important in the development of science. So then there was the question of why spectacles of this kind developed in Europe and not in China or Japan, because the Chinese had spectacles like this, but they made them flat without lenses, and often colored glass. But they didn't make this kind of spectacle until the Jesuits imported them in the 17th century. So why did the Chinese, who knew about glass, who probably knew about lenses, why did they not introduce spectacles? So I was thinking about this, and then I read the work of an American who had been brought up in China, and he had noticed the many eye diseases of the Chinese, and he came and worked for 30 years. His name was Otto Rasmussen, and he noticed the very high levels of myopia among the Chinese in the 1930s in China. And he noticed that this went back a long way in Chinese history. Now, it occurred to me that if you have myopia, then you need concave lenses, like this, like this. So the advantages of Europe was that having presbyopia meant that you needed convex lenses, which are much easier to make, whereas China and Japan, having myopia, needed to make concave lenses, which are, it took an extra 150 years in Europe to move on to this. Now, the other advantage in one sense of Europe, or disadvantage, as you, whatever way you like to put it, was that as you get older, in your 40s, it happened to me, if you want to read something, you start off reading it perfectly well like this, and as you get into your 40s, it begins to go further and further away like this. And the writing is too small, and your arm is too short. It needs to be out there. So you can't read. And this was a terrible disadvantage in Europe, because in your 40s, you were probably at the top of your job. You were an academic or a lawyer, and you could no longer read. So they had to invent something like spectacles in the West. Now, China and Japan are in many ways very fortunate, because with myopia, it's a very efficient, because you can always read.
Yes.
You can always bring it closer and closer and closer and closer and closer.
Yes.
So you can always read. Your hand is always small enough, and it's unlikely that it'll get right inside your head. So they had this advantage. So my theory is that myopia, through a set of connections, is one of the reasons why China and Japan didn't have a scientific revolution. Whereas in the West, presbyopia is one of the reasons we did have a scientific revolution. Now, I wonder what you think about that sort of theory.
But your theory is only the neurwork.
Yes.
But myopia, we cannot, myopia people cannot see the far distance.
That's right.
So it is necessary to use the spectacles to see the far sight.
Yes. But in fact, they didn't until the 1870s or 1850s. There were very few spectacles in Japan. So most people, many people had myopia, but they couldn't see very far away. And there is another theory that this had a great effect on many things in China and Japan. The man I mentioned, Rasmussen, he suggested that maybe Japanese and Chinese art was affected by myopia. I don't know what you think about this theory. It sounds a bit strange, but his argument was that if you, as you know, many Chinese paintings, Japanese paintings, the foreground, the near part, is very detailed and very clear. But as you get further away, all the mountains and clouds and so on are very blurred. His theory was this: that was because most Japanese and Chinese, when they went to look at mountains, it was just a blur.
What do you? It depends on the myopia.
That's right. What do you think about that theory?
Yes, its theory is agree.
You agree with that theory?
Agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you took your, are you myopic yourself?
Yes, myopia and with astigmatism.
With astigmatism. Now, if you took your glasses off, if you take them off, and you look across the room, how clearly can you see the far wall?
No, it's blurred.
It's blurred, is it? Now, if it was Mount Fuji you were looking at, would you be able to see it?
Oh, we can see it.
Yes.
I can see it, but it's blurred.
It's blurred.
If I put glasses,
you can see it clearly.
See it clearly.
Yes. So, another theory that is that possibly one of the reasons why, for instance, the Chinese didn't develop gunpowder, rifles, and pistols, and weapons, whereas they did have the gunpowder before the West. One of the theories is that perhaps they didn't do this because in order to fire a gunpowder weapon, the advantage of a gunpowder weapon is that it fires a long distance. Now, if you are suffering from myopia and there are no spectacles, there was no point in having a gun because you couldn't see what you were firing at. What do you think about that theory?
Yes.
If you were trying to fire a gun, if you took your spectacles off,
no.
You couldn't fire it, could you?
No. But in the old time, it is necessary to the good vision because the an enemy come to the come to
close up.
It is necessary to find earlier than the enemy.
Yes.
So it is necessary to have the far
vision.
Far vision.
Yes. So you think soldiers were chosen who had far vision?
Yes, it is a V.
You think so?
Yes. So the during the Second World War, the Japanese soldier needed to the best visual acuity.
They did tests.
Yes, good visual acuity.
That's interesting.
So the myopia is not so good.
Did they stop soldiers who had myopia? They didn't.
No.
They didn't put in. That's very interesting. I hadn't heard that. There's another theory, which is that, as you know, the Japanese are very famous for their very detailed work, inro, lacquer work, basket work, painting, everything. Everything is small, bonsai, everything is minute, and very, very detailed work on a surface like this, very close up, like this painting, carving, very famous. And later on, this was for many centuries like this, and then later on they are famous for their microelectronics and their microengineering. One theory that I've heard is that maybe being myopic is one of the reasons why they do this close work. The close work which has caused the myopia through their education then means that they are very good at close work of various kinds. Do you think that is...
You
like that theory?
Interesting theory.
So you could argue that the success, the economic success of Japan as a great electronics civilization is partly the result of myopia.
Myopia developed the evolution, and evolution developed the myopia.
That's right, it's backwards and forwards between the two. Good, well, thank you very much indeed. Fascinating. In order to have spectacles, you need good glass to make the spectacles. Okay? One of the things that has always puzzled me is that in about the 8th century, in the Heian Nara period in Japan, they made good glass, very good glass. They had got the ideas from China, who'd got them from elsewhere. So they made good glass, coloured glass, plain glass, about Heian period. Then slowly, Japan lost the art of making glass. It began to shrink down to just making beads. And then it had disappeared. By the time of the Portuguese coming to Japan in 1540, when they arrived, they brought some glass with them. And the Japanese said, "What is this? Garas. Strange substance. They must have dug it out of the ground or something." So why was it, do you think, that the Japanese forgot how to make glass? What is the explanation of that, do you think? Do you have any idea?
Oh, glasses.
Do you know why the Japanese forgot to make glass? Last question I wanted to ask you. You talked about the physical strain of reading Chinese and Japanese characters. There is a theory also among those who study myopia that it is not merely the physical strain and of attention of close work, but also combined with the mental strain. So that if you are concentrating very hard with your mind and also looking and stretching your eyes, if you these two things come together, it puts an added pressure on eyes. Now, if you are trying to learn a language which has 2,000 or 3,000 kanji characters mixed in with two other alphabets and with a very complicated grammar and vocabulary, you must have to concentrate very, very hard a lot of the time. A child in the school would have to concentrate very hard and strain their eyes writing these little characters. So do you think it is a combination of straining your eyes writing and reading the characters and also straining your mind concentrating on trying to remember all these different characters and what they mean?
I think your theory is eye strain and also the brain.
Yes, brain strain.
Brain strain together.
Yes.
Causes the myopia.
Do you think that is? Yes, that's right. I've read books in England. There's a new study of myopia, which suggests that concentration of the mind and the near sight combine together. So, do you think that might be true?
Yes. I think the brain is also the cause of myopia because we have experimental myopia in the animal eyes.
You do?
So if the blood image is one of the cause of myopia.
Blood image.
Blood image. So blood image understand at the brain, brain area. So the brain is also the causes of myopia.
So the two together.
Together.
Good. Well, thank you very much indeed. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and I've learned a great deal. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.